When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Kendra, we're getting hundreds of suggestions to name the orange dinosaur on Route 1 in Saugus. I love it. We have it up on Facebook if you want to weigh in. They are so creative. It's Morning Magic. It's Sue here. Kendra, we're onto something here. People are into it. I mean, we have so many suggestions that are so creative and really Boston-centric, yeah, or even Saugus-centric.
How did we come up? What made us think of this yesterday? Because we started this conversation yesterday.
We started it yesterday, and somehow the orange dinosaur came up, and I thought to myself, why do we just call it the orange dinosaur? I wonder if he has a name. And so I said to you, do you think he has a name? And then we just got talking about it, and we're like, well, yeah, if he doesn't, why don't we name him?
I think the guy that bought whatever's there now, after it was the golf course, I think he had mentioned when he bought it that he wanted to name him, but then it kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting thing. We just call him Orange Dinosaur.
We call him Orange Dinosaur. Some people have their own little pet names for him, but I don't think he has an official name, and that's what we're trying to do.
We got a lot of people calling right now. This listener Lauren is on the line right now. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
So I was calling about the dinosaur, and I would like to nominate, if it hasn't already been done, the name Gus.
Gus, okay. Oh, Gus for Saugus.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very creative.
That's very clever.
I was inspired by the caller who nominated Rudy.
I know. When she first said Rudy, I was thinking, wait, is she talking about the movie Rudy? Like, because, you know, he's an inspiration to the team. But I get it now, Route 1.
Yeah.
Rudy and
Rudy.
No,
it was very, very creative. So right. I had my get my gears going and nominate the name Gus.
It's a nice tribute to the town, I think.
Sure.
That's kind of cool.
And Gus is kind of like, it reminds me of the mouse in Cinderella. He was like, Gus, Gus. You know, he was like this little, lovable thing, you know, that was a sweet moment in the movie, and you know, not the dinosaurs are sweet.
It's endearing,
right? He is he's a part of our life.
It was the golf course. Remember the mini golf course, the
putt-putt?
So that's endearing for some of us that have those memories.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I think
I'm going way back.
Part of what makes us very unique here in Boston is that we are very loyal to our things and our people. So the dinosaur he's like our people, you know, if the fact that they were going to get rid of him when the golf course went away was like, oh my God, it was outrageous.
Absolutely not. No, you know? He was staying.
Right.
He was staying.
I love it. Gus. I love Gus.
We got it. Duly noted. Right. You're in the running. Thank you so much.
All right, ladies. And thank you for the smile on my face every day.
Oh, you're welcome.
We so appreciate that you're listening every day. So thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
I like Gus. Gus is cute.
I do too.
You know, a little nod to Saugus. And by the way, we did call the Saugus town administrator. He hasn't gotten back to us.
Not returning our calls.
Probably horrified. Like, I don't know, these two loud women, like, I don't know, whatever that radio station is in Boston.
Talking to like his assistant or whatever yesterday, and I was dying if you could hear yourself on the phone, because you're going, no, it's about the orange dinosaur. We thought we might want to name it. You know, it's kind of an iconic. And the person must have went, excuse me, because you're like, the orange dinosaur.
Yeah, right. They're dealing with like zoning issues and building permits. And I'm like, excuse me, what can we name the orange dinosaur? Would you like to call into our morning show?